Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big Al Mack, you have a big night ahead of you.
Yes, I do. It's 2 years.
2 year anniversary with Dr. Girlfriend.
Man, who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Dr. Girlfriend!
Nobody in this room.
We were sitting at a table last night watching a little bit of Monday Night Football, and we're like one table away from the table that we actually met sitting at. I'm like, do you want to sit at our table? She goes, that one? I was like, yeah, that's where we met.
Didn't you meet at your bar, though?
Yeah, but we were sitting at a different table last night. But it was like one table away, so I didn't know if it would like mean something 2 years later to sit at that table.
Out of the 2 years you guys have been together,
yeah,
how many of those days have been spent at your bar?
A bunch.
Have you ever had a night that you've taken her out to dinner and to another bar, or and not stopped at your bar?
Yeah, we've had a few, not many. I'm not gonna lie, I not a whole lot. That's where I'm lacking.
Right, because your 1 year anniversary last year did not go so well.
It didn't.
Why? Because you ended up at your bar.
Great intentions, but it just didn't end up well.
So you had another dinner planned this weekend.
Yeah.
Two of them, actually.
Full weekend.
And you messed that up as well.
Yeah, but we did go to a movie Sunday, so that kind of made up for it maybe a little. But, the guest list got quite extensive on Saturday
night.
Wow,
the movie date for my 2 year anniversary.
I think that's what you got to realize with Al. If you're going to date Big Al.
Yeah.
He needs a group of people. We all know that.
I don't know why. I guess subconsciously I'm like, oh, yeah, invite so-and-so. Invite a barber.
Here's where we'll recap real quick. On Friday, you went to dinner with
family.
Your girlfriend, your mom, your son, his girl. That was it.
Yeah.
Made her think that you were probably going to pop a question.
I don't think she thought that.
Yeah.
But
bringing family on an anniversary date. Yes. Yeah.
That's a big deal. So then she did not get that. The next day, you had a dinner planned for you and her alone.
Well.
Or at least she thought that.
But the reason behind the dinner and where they went is because it was one of Al's old buddy's last shift at the restaurant.
Last shift
And then Al decided to invite who? Your best friend from high school?
Best friend from high school.
And your groomer?
A guy from Art of Shaving here, Corey, and his wife, Tim. He sells trailers in Corsicana. His buddy, he invited a friend, and his friend has a feed store. And, who else?
Some random girl.
Oh, a girl that saved my life back about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it. Oh, my banker, Daryl.
And your banker.
Yeah. I can't go out to eat and spend a restaurant without your banker.
You're so random, Al.
So, but we had a good time.
So tonight,
I think we're just going to kind of.
Who are you inviting to go tonight?
We're going to lay low.
You're going to lay low?
Your knee doctor.
I might. I do have to go see him today.
Maybe Curtis's obedience trainer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, she's
Fly them in from
Houston. That'd be a special surprise. Fly her in.
Yeah.
From Sugar Land.
Curtis's brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
All of them.
Proctologist.
Well, Al.
Oh, yeah.
You're in love.
Can I come, please?
Yeah, can I come too?
That's what's funny. All the randoms getting invited, and we don't.
Yeah, how come we didn't get invited to the dinner
see y'all
on Saturday?
Every day. I want to be able to tell y'all about it.
We don't get to celebrate your love every day like your groomer.
Yeah. Kelly, if you're Dr. Girlfriend and Al does this past weekend, what do you do?
I would. I'm really trying not to be hard to be negative. Well, don't ask me questions where I'm going to have a negative
answer. I'm asking you an honest question.
I would have to rethink the relationship. But that's just me. I'm just speaking for me.
And that's us taking it like she's put up with a lot. You know what I mean? So Al's always been kind of the same person. So maybe it's like it would be a surprise to me if a guy had been romantic and then he dropped the ball.
Yeah.
But I don't think
if you want
the ball didn't drop.
If you want
far.
A life of romance, this isn't the man for you. If you want a life of romance, this ain't it.
Yeah.
The ball didn't
Al started
drop.
At the bottom, he's still here.
Yeah. The ball didn't have anywhere to drop. It was resting comfortably on the ground.
Yeah.
Ball's on the ground, we just kicked it a little bit.
That's smart, Al.
I've been telling y'all this for years. Keep the bar low, man. They won't expect
it. Raise it at some point.
All right.
Yeah.
That's
pick it
too
up.
Much effort, Kelly.
All right. So
why raise it up? You're in luck, Al.
I don't care. Y'all do whatever you want to do.
You know why you're in lookout?
Why am I in luck, JC?
Because we have a special microphone we put in at your house.
A special microphone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a future microphone.
From the future?
From the future.
Wait, so we know how tonight goes?
Oh, yeah, Jess.
This is the date for tonight.
This is set in the future in Big Al's apartment. On the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, honey.
Hey, baby, what's up? My little nugget of brain matter, medulla oblongata, and cerebellum?
Al, you don't need to learn medical terms to talk to me.
All right, good. Damn, baby, you sure looking hot tonight. Pow, pow, pow.
It's our anniversary. Thank you. You look like you just got done working at your bar.
Yeah, I did.
Still wearing your Try Big Al's Balls shirt.
Yeah, I thought we'd kind of, you know, keep it casual tonight.
All right, awesome. Okay, well, what's for dinner?
Chicken wings. Had a bunch left over from that Wiz Khalifa interview.
That was 2 weeks ago, Al.
Yeah, but they're good.
You forgot I was coming over, didn't you?
No. My little endoderm, mesoderm, ectoderm blossom.
All right, now you know your germ cell layers. Wow.
Yeah, and you know what? I know where we can get some cell phones later, too. What you need?
Hello? My name is Cuauhtemoc. Can I take your order?
You hired a waiter? Hey, what restaurant do you work at?
I work at Home Depot.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. Go grab us some drinks, guacamole.
Cuauhtemoc.
Oh, okay. Oh, our guest is here.
Guest?
Hey, Al.
Hey, Big Boob State Fair gave me some nachos. What's up?
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, sorry for the short notice, babe.
Al, could we have a talk?
I'm going to go pass out on your couch.
Oh, okay. Don't pee on it.
You invited people to our anniversary at your house again?
Well, baby, come on. I saw her post. You know, she was bored. I saw it on Tinder. So I just told her, come on over. Hold up, hold 1 second. Hey, John, what's up, man?
Turn on the microphone. Now. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Turn on
just
the
share Jenna's advice.
It's Benjamin. Hey, Al.
Al, who is this?
This is Ryan.
It's Benjamin.
He's the white dude who let me copy off his paper back in middle school. He's really cool.
Yeah, Al was a really super good friend.
Oh, so you guys hung out a lot?
No, this is actually the first time Al and I have seen each other since outside of school. You know, I don't think I've seen Al since he got kicked out of the seventh grade.
Yeah, good times, huh? All right, good to see you, Randolph.
Al, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, cat lady from the third floor. Oh, and you brought your cats. Awesome.
Use Jenna's. Use Jenna's.
Hey, Al. I knitted you a sweater. It's made out of cat hair.
No way.
Hey, Al, I forgot to RSVP on the Evite.
What's up, T. Willie? What's up, man?
Evite? Why are you sitting on an Evite? It's our anniversary dinner.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry, baby. But, I have to make an announcement. Everybody, please listen up. I have to tell you all something. I brought all of you together because, well, you mean a lot to me.
Oh, my God.
And the reason I brought you all together tonight is to let you know that I'm in love. I'm in love with my bar, and Turtle Tuesday is not doing so well. So I needed to get some more people out on Tuesday. So if you would, please line up, go downstairs, and the Matt bus will take us all to my bar in 5 minutes so we can witness the epic race between two turtles that nobody cares about.
You got to be kidding me. Ow.
Baby, I know. We're going to get intimate later. I'm sorry. What? The bus is full right now. What? You can still come up later, though. It's making two trips, okay? Just for you, my little trachea. I'll see you there. What? You mad? Okay, that's the script, y'all.
No, that was the future.
That was future with bad production elements.
And bad microphone.
I think
the acting was superb, Benjamin.
Tonight gonna go better.
It's not gonna go anything like that. I'm thinking I'm gonna make dinner myself.
Oh yeah?
Don't you have stuff in your oven?
Huh?
Like, isn't it storage?
I think.
What are you known for cooking that's, like, romantic?
Yeah, what's your dish, Al?
Lasagna is my usual go-to, but...
It's not really romantic. I guess Italian food's romantic, but...
How about what's her favorite food?
Yeah, I heard you're not supposed to do cheese on dates.
Why is that? For the obvious reasons?
Yeah.
Get you kind of backed up?
Yeah, you're supposed to stay away from cheese.
It doesn't happen that quickly.
Yeah.
Why would you stay away unless you're lactose intolerant?
Do you know her favorite food, Al?
She likes seafood, but not tilapia because she's allergic. Uh-huh. See that? Check that out.
You know that?
Know that.
Al, please don't. I just have this feeling you're going to go to your favorite place when you were single night, and you're just going to get salmon and mac and cheese to go and then put it on a plate.
Oh, mac and cheese would be awesome. No, I'm probably.
Take her out.
Yeah.
Just take her out.
Oh, stay at home, man.
It'd be easier.
No, take her out.
It's a big deal when guys cook for their girls.
Girls like to get dressed up. Take her out. It's her second anniversary.
Yeah. Take her out, one-on-one, you two.
It's just going to be us two, I promise. Won't make that mistake again.
Oh, we should crash it.
Try going to a restaurant where it's not Big Al in the house.
Everywhere is Big Al in the house.
Mm-mm.
Just try.
Everywhere is.
Okay.
Does she like sushi?
Mm-hmm.
She does like sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't really, right?
No, I do. I do.
I don't know about sushi for a second anniversary.
Well,
though.
No, but I'm saying the restaurant that has sushi and other
like
fancy
big
seafood.
Like big time, like Nobu type thing or something?
Yeah. Mm.
I've never been to Nobu.
Like a steakhouse overlooking the city, the skyline and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Bottle of wine.
I got this, y'all.
No, you don't got this.
No, you don't.
You don't.
No, I do.
You know what? Here's how we know you don't got this.
I screwed up.
It is 7 a.m. Central Time on the day of your two-year anniversary, and you have made not one plan.
I'm improvising a little bit.
That is why you do not got this.
You buy her a present?
I got this. I got this, Jim. I got this.
You get the present yet?
Yeah, I know what I'm getting. I'm going today. I do. I know what I'm getting. I already planned out.
What if it's sold out?
No, I already planned out. I got this.
We'll hear all about it, even though I'm pretty sure the future microphone was dead on.
Mm-hmm. When it was on.
Dead on.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Tinder Tuesday's coming up later on in the show. Kelly, you got your first match.
Yeah.
And there's been some corresponding between the two.
Has there?
Well, yesterday there was one line from you and one from him back and forth. We got you to write him during the show. We don't know what took place after that.
You don't. I haven't told anyone.
I sure want to know, though.
I do, too.
My dirty little secret.
I want to know. Y'all know all about my little doings. I want to know about your doings.
Yeah, we will find out, because Tinder Tuesday is going to be epic today with Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, and some other stories, possibly. Tinder has led to serious love.
Not just hookups.
No.
But I love hearing about success stories. I love it. But I also love to hear about the disaster stories.
Right.
I mean, there's both, right?
Right.
Disaster stories are pretty funny.
They are.
On Tinder. But we also need to know that it works for love. Mm-hmm. And that you could potentially end up married. And not with a psycho.
You never know where true love lies waiting.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It could be on Tinder right now. You should be swiping. Listening and swiping.
As we speak right now. But first, we got to get to something else.
Free money, baby!
Yes, your name could be worth $1,000. We're going to draw two letters of the alphabet at random. We're actually playing beer pong. Today's shooters are Kelly and Big Al.
Yay.
Yay.
We're terrible at this.
All you got to do is...
Have you ever even played beer pong?
I think I've played once.
We have every letter of the alphabet in a red solo cup. Kelly and Al will be shooting.
And
but
table,
I don't drink beer, so I never was invited to play.
The table is about 10 feet from us, Kelly. So basically, we're not trying to bounce it into the...
No, we're just going to get it in the cup.
You're just going until you get two balls in there.
Yeah.
You know, because we need two letters for initials. For
and
initials.
Every letter's in play. So once, like yesterday, we had AA.
Yeah.
We had
yeah.
double letters. Today, it could be double letters. Could be anything. And here's the thing. It has to be the initials of your first and last name,
mm-hmm.
not your middle and last name, whatever's on your legal ID as your first and last name. Let's say you recently got married, but you haven't changed over your license yet.
Nope.
So your married name is something that's not on your license. Mm. I'm sorry. It's what's on your driver's license or legal ID.
Right
there
now.
You go.
Right
and,
now.
And if we get RT... And your initials are TR,
that's
you
fine.
Could still win.
That's fine.
Yeah. And if you have gone on your social media, any outlet, and posted free money for Kid Nation sometime within the last 24 hours of us doing this, you could win an extra $500.
That's right. It's fun stuff.
It's what's on your ID, your legal ID, not your
Got
baby's
it.
Name that you had your utilities turned on.
Okay.
In.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. So you guys are going to shoot.
Yeah. Let Al go first.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here
Show
we go.
Me how it's done, Al.
I'm going to go 100.
Ah, underhand didn't work for you.
No,
here comes Kelly from way downtown.
Loft it, Kelly.
Oh, Lord. I haven't even practiced. Oh, it almost ricocheted.
All right, I'll try overhand.
Come on, Al. Air ball.
I have a feeling how this is going to go.
Oh, Kelly. All right. Kelly. A little bit harder, Kelly.
Oh,
ow.
Hard.
Crap.
Oh.
She missed the table completely.
Lots of air balls going on.
Hit my hand, Kelly. Oh.
The tension.
Are you guys ever going to make one?
Oh, my gosh, Kelly. Kelly's not hitting the table yet.
Oh. Kelly, we're
hitting
about
the front cup.
We're about to. Oh! Kelly got
it. We have our first letter.
Yay! Right. I went
Kelly beat
back.
Al.
All right, here we go. We're going
to
draw it out of the red solo cup. The first letter
is
K.
K.
The letter K.
K for Kelly.
K
all right.
K for Kelly, but I couldn't win because my first name is Angela.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Kelly, not a lot of beer pong playing for you.
Oh, no.
It went in and bounced out.
But the only thing that counts is I beat Big Al.
Okay,
yay. What is it?
It bounced in one, bounced out, and landed in another.
What is it?
The second initial is I.
K-I. Oh.
K-I.
So like that's Kathy hard. Ireland.
I-K.
Kathy Ireland.
Kathy Ireland.
There you go.
Okay, but we need to get you calling right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be caller 13.
It could be K-I.
I have
it
a
could
feeling it's
going to
be the same person over and over.
Right.
That's a hard
if your initials
initial.
Are K-I or the reverse, right. I-K, you got to be the 13th caller in, and we're going to give you $500. It's 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Good luck, K-I or I-K.
I-K.
K-I.
Isabel.
Oh, man. I
Kindred,
can't think of
it. Kennedy. Isaiah.
Kennedy.
Iliana.
Kip.
If you spell it with an I.
Carrie.
Celebrity.
There's just Carrie. Nothing. I think she got it with Kathy Ireland.
Yeah, that might be the only one.
Mm. Irving.
Oh, Keith.
Keith
Irving.
Irving. Keith Irving.
Irving. Yeah.
Keith Irving. Man, I just hope everybody is, you know, even if you didn't win today. Now the slate is wiped clean. You can go to your social media because that's it. Once you post free money for Kid Nation,
starts over.
It starts all over again. So there now it's 20. The clock starts ticking now.
They got to post every day.
Every day.
Like it.
Within 24 hours of the time we play.
Why do we keep getting hard celebrity? Kevin.
We only played twice.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin.
Ishtok Curlman.
Ishtok Curlman.
Engelbert.
Yeah, look it up.
Igor.
Igor.
Imus.
Yeah.
Con
Kim,
Imus.
Kim Imus.
Ken Imus.
Mm. That's a hard one. Oh, K-I. Man. This will be the first time we've ever played this game, and there's absolutely nobody.
Nobody with the initials K-I.
Unless we're lucky and Kathy Ireland's listening.
Well, the phone lines are lit up.
Yeah, they're lit up.
Oh, people are calling. Did you call my initials?
We just have to wait for the 13th caller.
K-I and I-K.
While we play the celebrity name game, which we are doing horribly at.
And I want to hear the update on the Tinder. I want to hear what's going on with Kelly and her little love, her new love.
Oh, that's coming up later. Now.
All right. Is it?
But first, it looks like we found ourselves.
Thank goodness. We were sweating it.
A K-I. Hello, call number 13. Please state your name.
Kristen Inacio.
Shout out.
Right, okay.
And that is on your legal ID?
Yes, it is.
All right. Kristen, you have $500. I'm going to ask you a question to see if we could up that to $1,000. Did you post free money for Kid Nation on your Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, mom. You know what she's thinking?
I just heard about it today.
Well, that's okay. You know what? That's still $500. And you were listening. You're the first KI to call us back. So congratulations.
Yay, you get $500.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
So what do you do?
I work in payroll, actually. Pretty exciting.
Oh, that's exciting stuff.
It's exciting for the people you're getting paid.
Yeah, right.
This is true.
Well, we appreciate you listening and for having such unusual initials. We were really sweating that one for a minute.
Thank you. This is my first time winning, so I'm really excited.
Well, hopefully it's leading to a beautiful relationship together, and you'll be a winner many times over.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Enjoy your $500, Kristen.
Way to go, K.I.
I will.
See, those
Kristen
are initials
Inacio.
That you really don't just holler those initials out, like TJ or JT, you know.
K.I.
Hey, K.I.
Any relation to T.I.? I don't know.
But we'll play again tomorrow.
Don't forget.
Same time, same place.
Free Money for Kid Nation on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Starting now. You have 24 hours, and then we'll do two more initials tomorrow.
That's what you need to post. Yep.
It's that simple. It's $500 just for doing that.
Got it.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
She is a great singer, a great dancer, a great actress, and a great host, as evidenced by her TV show called The Queen Latifah Show. Everybody say hello to The Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
Morning, tonight. Queen.
The Queen Latifah. Hi, Queen Latifah.
Good morning,
Latifah. Are you there?
Good morning.
You just missed the most beautiful intro that JC could have ever done. They didn't have you potted up yet.
Yeah. It was really good, though, Queen Latifah.
He was bragging on you big time. I didn't know you were such a fabulous, singer, dancer?
You didn't know this?
I knew she was a singer, but a dancer, I didn't know that was in her repertoire.
She's also a great drummer, by the way.
Oh, man, you've been doing your homework.
Went way back on that one.
Queen Latifah, I've been watching you since Living Single.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about.
I've been on you since UNITY.
Oh, man, I knew I felt something on me.
We consider you a friend of the show.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, you came in studio. Gosh,
you were so nice.
It was a couple years ago. You gave me your Queen perfume and body butter, which I love.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff right there.
So we're happy to see your talk show is back for a second season. We're so happy it's doing well for you.
Oh, it's doing great. It's like night and day. I walked in there this year, and I was like, this is my house. And it just felt home. It felt completely different. The flow is more loose and fun. And, you know, it's really becoming a show that I wanted it to be from day one. You know, and I think it's just me feeling like this is where I should be, and this is what I'm rocking, you know. So it's been fun being able to have interviews with people and different celebrities and people who are doing pretty cool stuff out there in the world, and just having fun with the audience has been amazing. Just taking people's lives one step further every day is just a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to do.
You know, you get huge, huge stars come on your show, and I know that's a very hard thing for a lot of TV talk show hosts.
She's friends with all of them.
But that's what I'm saying, because you're a celebrity in your own right, so do you do a lot of your own guest booking?
You know, actually, I do some of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I make a phone call, or my partner, we'll make a phone call. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have great partners in the talk show, in Will and Jada Smith and the Overbrook Company, as well as my partner, Sha Kim, and myself. We've known a lot of people for a long time.
Last year was your first season. It was an uncharted territory for you. So you probably had to play by, you know, the rules, right? So how are you changing? You said season two feels different. What are you doing differently in season two that you didn't get to do in season one?
So I threw out the rule book, first of all.
There you go.
First of all, toss the book of rules, because really they're more of a hindrance than anything. I think I think one of the biggest changes for me is to just continue to be more myself and let go and not worry about anything. You know, just let it all hang out and fix it later. You know, I think maybe I was concerned about the daytime audience and doing things in the right way for the daytime audience, but the truth is, I mean, everyone who's watching me has watched me probably do something or other for the last 20 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked so far. Everything I've done has been successful, and I know my fans and those who follow me. I'm out there in the world. I touch people. I talk to people, and it's really continuing to be the person that I am, but build that with an even better production value. So I have a great staff this year who is really flowing, working, and producing great shows and getting great booking. So,
well, you motivate
nice
me. You motivate
yeah, you
me.
Know, you got to do the royal thing and put the Queen Smackdown on.
I'm serious.
Make sure everything is happening right.
I'll be on the treadmill or doing the elliptical at the gym, and I look up and you're on. I'm like, wow, you just get better with age. I mean, I don't know how old you are. I didn't look it up, but you make me want to fix my hair better, dress better.
With your hair back
you know.
That means so much to me. When you can make a sister want to fix her hair better,
it's the truth.
You have arrived.
I don't know what you're doing, but you glow.
She does. She glows through the TV screen.
Do.
I'm telling you.
I just have fun. I have fun doing what I do. And it doesn't matter what I've done throughout the years. It's never been about a paycheck for me. Money is going to come. I have to have fun doing what I'm doing.
Right.
I don't care if it's the toughest job I've ever had in my life. If it's challenging me in a way that makes me feel fulfilled, and I'm like, yeah, you know, it's fun to me, you know.
Queen,
and so that's what this show is for me.
Queen,
so I'm glad you're seeing it come through your television.
Oh,
it does.
It does.
I feel it.
Who designed the set of your show, Queen Latifah?
Lenny Kravitz, the Kravitz firm, designed
my
show.
Oh,
my goodness. I feel, did
yep,
you like
Lenny Kravitz has a design firm, and this is the first TV set that they've ever done.
That's awesome.
No idea.
Right.
Which is on my
not,
show.
No.
I've been a big fan of his behind the scenes with his design for years. You know, he did this hotel called the Delano in Miami that we, this Florida room that we all partied at, and his company's done a bunch of different hotels and people's houses, and even his house, you know, his place is so fresh. I'm like, this guy's got a wicked eye for design. So Jada called him, and he had some time to do it, and he designed it. And I think that's why our set looks different from everything else that's out there on television. It's more where we see our lives going in the future.
I don't
want to do anything old school, if you will.
Take my phone number down and call me if you need something, because you're like calling Denzel and calling Jada.
Oh, so yeah, if you need help, call Big Al.
If you need something quick.
Call Big Al.
Call a brother.
Well, if you want
Big Al on the phone, tell him I need me some ribs.
He can handle that.
I can do that, actually.
If you want to see this fabulous set designed by Lenny Kravitz, you can go to queenlatifah.com to find out what time the Queen Latifah show airs in your city. And who's coming up on the show, Queen?
We got the whole cast from Trip to Bountiful, Cicely Tyson and Blair Underwood and Vanessa Williams. And we got Leah Thompson, who's on Dancing with the Stars. You know, Miss the mom from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
She's one of the top contenders on Dancing with the Stars right
now. She's doing good.
She's doing a thing. So that's cool. And then we got a bunch of cool high notes. You know, we try to end every show with a high note this year. So there's a kid who's going around, and he's a barber, but he like just takes out all his tools and goes on the street and cuts people's hair, homeless people.
Aww.
Just because in his free time. And it's just wonderful to watch the transformation in people who think sometimes people don't care about them, and they get a nice fresh haircut and they just feel different. They feel like someone cared, and they look pretty sharp, and it's like new money, you know.
Yeah, awesome.
And I love to see people who just do, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot of money, but they take their time and whatever they have to change someone's life. I love showing people like that on my show.
That's great. Well, if you want to feel good, you want to be inspired, you
got
to watch Queen Latifah's show. Go to queenlatifah.com. It'll tell you where you can watch. You can join the Queen's List. Because she does the giveaways. Mm-hmm. She does special things.
I do like giving things away.
We love that, Queen. Thank you so much. Good luck with season
nice
two.
And we're
back, Queen Latifah.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Call me.
Thank you, Queen.
She
publicist said, boom.
Yeah. I thought when she said they were going to end in a high note.
Yeah.
That's
why they didn't cut her off. They would have cut us off if we had been the ones talking.
Yeah, you don't cut off the Queen.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We had a celebrity get secretly married.
Yeah, what's up with that? I guess they're allowed to elope.
And it's a big celebrity. It's not like just somebody you haven't heard of before.
Yep.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. The Avengers actor.
From The Town. One of the best movies of all time.
Married his girlfriend, Sonny Pacheco. Now, that's not
Sonny Pacheco.
Another word for something bad, is
no,
it?
No, you're
scared
clear
now.
On that one. You're clear
that
on that.
Sound
one.
A lot like the last word I said
no.
And got in trouble for.
No.
They had a baby together already.
So it was his baby mama. They got
yes.
married secretly.
But he was just speaking with this magazine or something and just referred to her as his wife. And some people do that with their girlfriends and stuff, like as a slip up. But he said, I've tried to protect my family's privacy, my wife's privacy. I don't need her to get hammered with my life. But then they said, well, does this mean you're married? He's like, yes, I am.
Well,
and he said, well, why did you keep it a secret? He said, well, nobody asked. So it's not like he just didn't issue a press release with his rep or anything.
Right.
Okay.
They just did it.
Let's
done.
Just do it.
Well, did you guys know we have a secret marriage in the studio?
What?
There is somebody in this
Why
studio.
Why do you think I had to get off the Tinder?
That is secretly married. Yeah, Kelly got married to the Tinder guy. No. Our phone screener Lacey's in the studio.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Lacey.
I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Ireland to go get married. I'm so super excited.
To go get married?
Yes, again.
Yeah.
Again?
Well, there's a lot of unfun things about destination weddings. Like, legally, we had to take care of it here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I was just going to go to the courthouse and get married, which is so unromantic. Because you have to make an appointment and show up, like, 3 o'clock on a Thursday and just get ushered through.
Right.
y'all actually convinced me to have a little small ceremony at my house. So I did, but we didn't want to invite people because there are people that are coming to our Ireland wedding. So it's right. kind of a slap in the face if you're going to spend all this money to come see us get married in Ireland. And then it's like, oh, yeah, guess what? We did it yesterday and you weren't invited because it was small at my house.
Okay, good.
Why did
good.
You decide no. to have it before? I mean, I know legally you have to do it, but why before the Ireland trip?
I mean, just really to seal the deal, I guess. We're not celebrating it. I mean, our parents were texting us earlier that day. Our parents don't live in the same state. They were texting us earlier that day. Congratulations. Are you having a good day? And I'm like, we've been cleaning our house all day. I mean, yeah. it was just another day. We just went ahead and signed the paper pretty much.
Because you really are going to look at the ceremony in Ireland. That's going to be your wedding anniversary.
Yes.
Not the civil, just to get the business side done.
Yeah, I get that.
I didn't get to wear my wedding dress yet. He still hasn't seen that. So yeah, I'm not wearing the wedding ring.
Did you consummate that night?
Oh, I'm not going to answer that, Al.
Answer that, Al.
What?
Don't you be asking stuff like that.
None of your business.
That's Trey, our laugh track for today.
That's why you get married.
No. That's why you get married?
Yeah.
You get married.
Why haven't you gotten married the umpteen times you've birthed babies?
That's a good one. Trey, good. You want to laugh at that one? That was funny. Thank you. So Lacey got secretly married, didn't tell any of her friends. Now they know.
Do you feel like your friends who are like, well, why are we going all the way to Ireland if you already did it? Do you feel like there's that sort of sentiment or is nobody giving you that?
No. Well, because we hadn't told them that either.
Oh,
but yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I think people still want to see us getting ready and just see the whole ceremony side of it. Mm-hmm. So no, we'll still be able to share that with people if they're paying to come to Ireland.
How many people are paying to come to Ireland?
We have 20.
20 people.
That are coming
okay.
That's a
cool.
big commitment.
That is. I mean, yeah, you got to get like a passport.
Ireland.
It's a lot more than we expected.
Yeah.
I'm dead sexy.
Well, you're not the only one that's secretly married, Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our listeners went on Facebook. Heather said, I'm secretly married. My husband left my daughter and I, so even though the divorce isn't final, I started dating since it's been months. So she's dating but married.
Ooh.
So she's letting people think she's divorced? Is that what that means?
I guess.
I think so.
Tim says, my fiance and I are about to be secretly married so she can get on my insurance, but the wedding's next year.
Wow. Oh, the first one, Kelly, the guy that she's dating doesn't know she's still married.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That is...
Caitlin's in quite a sticky situation.
Yeah?
That's probably going to blow up at some point.
Uh-oh.
She says, my boyfriend of 2 years married me almost 6 months ago, and we kept it a secret for multiple reasons. My mom and dad hate him.
That's a good reason.
That's a good reason.
And they want me to have this big Catholic wedding, and that takes a whole year of premarital classes, and then you have to plan and pay for all of that. And who has the time? So when my family comes over, I have to hide him and all of his things.
Oh.
That makes it so difficult.
How
just tell
that
people.
Last? Oh,
why keep it a secret?
Especially if they're in the same city.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Tamara, you were secretly married and bonus?
That's right. Yeah, I was actually. And I... So basically, I got a job offer to London, and at the time, I was dating somebody that it was just that connection was there, but we'd only been dating like 10 months.
Yeah.
And so he couldn't get a visa, so we decided we're just going to go elope, and it's either going to make us or break us. I didn't want my family to know about it, because if it didn't work out, then I didn't want to have a divorce on my belt. So we just decided we'd do it. We'd go move to London together, and we did, and it worked out. We've been married almost 7 years.
Wow.
And when did you announce that you were married?
4 years into it. So we were there for 2 years. We had a baby. We came back back to the United States. My mom kept pressuring me, like, when are you going to, you know, get married? And I'm thinking to myself, we are married. But one day we decided that enough was enough. What we were going to do was just have a barbecue. So we did. We had a barbecue, or we scheduled one and invited just our closest family. They all came over, and it ended up being our renewal of our vows. And
wow.
So it was really cool. It was a great experience, and it was about, you know, our closest 20 family and friends, and it was perfect. And some people were shocked. They were like, what? And then when we found out how long, they were like, oh, my goodness, that is so long. We did it our way.
Congratulations, Tamara. It worked out for you.
So no kids in that four years, though. So,
yeah.
That would've, yeah.
While they were married, they had a kid.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think I could hide it from my parents because I suck at hiding stuff. Amy, you had a secret marriage?
I do.
Oh, you still
do?
Oh, wow. What happened?
Not did, do.
Oh, no, I do. My boyfriend stole some stuff from my family, and he told me that he did it, and you know, he turned himself in, and I married him right before he went to jail.
Oh, because...
Yeah, because what?
How does that help?
I don't really know how it helps. I love him, and I believe that he more has a problem than anything else. So, I don't know. I didn't want to lose him, so I married him.
What did he Well, he ain't going nowhere. Yeah. I mean, he's not the... You know where he's going to be, so he's not going anywhere. So why would you, you're trying to prove to him that you're going to wait for him?
Yeah, that, I just assumed it would be easier to do. Yeah. I mean, easier to wait.
And so your family doesn't know this has happened?
No.
And when does he get out?
I don't know. He could get a long time.
Oh, girl.
A long time?
What did he steal?
Yeah.
He just went in and stole, like, some jewelry and stuff.
Oh, okay. It was probably more than just one offense, because
he must have gotten in trouble before, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's why you get so many years. Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it works out for you.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fuss at somebody that didn't ask to be fussed at.
He stole her heart. What can you do?
There was a guy that
what can you do?
There was a guy that I know who was in the military, and he had a friend that he grew up with who was having health issues.
Yeah.
He was getting ready to go overseas and knew that if he went overseas and had a wife, he would get extra money. And also, she would be able to have medical coverage.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have insurance.
That's just being smart.
So they got secretly married, and neither one of the families knew about it.
Wow. Liz. Yeah,
that's really.
It's scamming the system.
Scamming the system.
It's not out of love.
No. I had a. I knew a lady who got married just so she could stay in this country. I knew a lady that got married just to stay in this country, and it was, you pay this guy.
But I thought you had to, I guess, you know,
prove
you had so many. How do you prove
that
it's that. Real love?
You have to take a citizenship test.
I mean, they do the comedies and the movies we see where you have to go and be tested and you have to practice
whatever
you
really
say. Did
they really do that?
Did they do any of that?
Like, what's his birthday and all
I was a kid when all this went down, but I remember them talking about it because she would talk about how she was married, but she didn't live with this guy, and I never met him. And it was somebody we saw quite a bit. And, you know, after I think they were together maybe or married for 5-6 years.
Long enough to.
Yeah, you have to stay married a certain amount of time, right?
Yes.
I don't know. If I had a really close friend, I'd probably do that for them.
Yeah.
If I knew someone.
No.
My luck, I'd say, okay, as business arrangement. And the next day, the love of my life would walk in. That'd be my luck.
Tender.
Can you wait for me for 5 or 6 years?
Nope. You got to pay out. Liz, how'd your secret marriage work out?
I mean, it worked out great. I'm still married. My husband and I had a ceremony set for August, and we were still in college when we got married. And we found out about April of that year, if we were to get married before June, that we would qualify for student grants instead of student loans because we wouldn't have to claim our parents on our taxes. And so our parents and a few close friends knew about it, but we went to the JP and got married before our actual ceremony.
Just for tax purposes.
We didn't have as many loans. We had grants to pay for school instead of loans.
Well, you're going to get married anyway, so I guess it's not a huge...
It's just moving the timeline up a
little.
And you're still together, Liz?
Yeah, we're still together. We've been married for 7 years.
Okay.
Are you using your degree?
Yes, I have a degree in social work, and he has a degree in engineering, so we're both using our degrees.
Good.
There you go.
Good.
Awesome.
Oh, he rides choo-choo trains?
I think he'd have more fun with that, probably. But no, he works in the
oil. Train at the zoo, JC.
Yeah, engineer.
I'd be a
awesome.
Conductor.
Yeah.
My friend works for the choo-choo trains in South Carolina. Would you like me to hook up a tour for you?
I mean, if you could.
The choo-choo trains?
I would love to go on the choo-choo train. That's how you know I have kids. I call the train choo-choo train now.
Chloe's, his daughter's first birthday party this weekend. And there were all these. I have to be honest, JC, your friends are gorgeous.
I know.
Men and women. They're all gorgeous. They all married and are procreating and having gorgeous babies. And you've got these big, hunky men. For some reason, a bunch of the wives weren't there. Like, the wives were home. Like, one threw her back out. One was sick or whatever. And so these big, hunky men with a kid. There's nothing sexier. And one's got, like, a baby in one arm and a toddler by the finger. And they're walking around. And I just looked at JC. I was like, did you ever think this would be your life? These are the same men that 2 years ago you were out clubbing.
In the club.
And now they're all.
They growed up.
Big, sexy dads.
And
I was like.
These guys are all, like, 6'4", 6'5".
I have never seen.
One of my friend Steven looks like.
I was like, one of my friends right?
Looks like, he looks like Tom Brady.
Seriously,
Tom Brady with a baby.
These are the best. I'm like, why am I here in my Texas tuxedo? I'm wearing like the denim on denim and my kid running around.
Did you get hit on?
No, they're all married, with kids. It was like I was in a night. It was like the weirdest, like, I would have thought I scored if I walked into a nightclub and all these guys were there, except they're all here with toddlers.
You're in Pretty People Land.
Hey, they're good-looking dudes.
They were all fathers. They were all paying attention to their kids.
Oh, they're good guys.
They were good guys.
Yeah. Like, the odds aren't in good their favor. Guys. They're not all going to stay together.
I can only hope.
Jeez.
Well, just odds, you know?
Odds, yeah.
It was just so funny. I was like, JC, I cannot believe this is your life.
Yeah, a bunch of good-looking dudes with kids. No
kill
chicks.
Me.
No chicks. Let's finish off with
this. I know. I really derailed. Sorry.
Because, Elizabeth, you had a secret marriage as well?
Yes. My husband and I got married 19 years ago.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really getting along with his dad really well at the time.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't tell his parents we'd gotten married. And then 2 years later, we have a kid. And then they start, you know, getting to know their grandkids and the family is close again.
Yeah.
And then he feels bad. He doesn't want to tell his parents, hey, we've been married all this time and didn't invite you and didn't tell you. So to this day, they don't know when we got married. When our oldest was about one, my father-in-law asked me, so are you guys going to get married? I said, oh, yeah, we took care of that. And they don't know. Like when they ask how long we've been married, we're always very vague about when it was because he doesn't want to tell them now. And it's been 19 years.
Wow. 19. All right.
Listening to the radio.
Congratulations. So if you're Elizabeth's father-in-law, there you go. Now you know, sir. Congratulations. That's for you. Thanks, Charlie.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.